Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Express yourself.
Good morning. Welcome to Talkline. I'm Diane McGachran, and working the booth this week is Mr. Hunter.
Hello, good morning.
Mr. Matthew Hunter, yes. Good morning. Yeah, I was a minute late getting in here.
All good.
Yeah, it's a chilly day, but maybe a clear day like yesterday. We might have a little bit of good weather there. Let me give out the numbers real quick so you can make your calls. As you know, you can be anonymous on your calls and your emails. And you can call us at 907-543-5985 and 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. Okay, I'm just getting myself set up here. Ooh. Okay, I think that was... Oh, that was from last... That was an email from a little ways back. Okay. Okay, so if you all listen to National Public Radio or some of their podcasts, one being All Things Considered, they will be doing, they will air today. All Things Considered will have a story on the NPR reporters that came out here. They interviewed people here at KYUK. They went out to Quigg. I think they even got stuck in Quigg, so they got the real kind of experience of our region. And they will be doing a story on the typhoon and the resources and ways that that's being handled. And then tomorrow there's another show on National Public Radio called Code Switch, and on that show they're airing interviews they did with Kristen Hall, our station manager here at KYUK, Esther Green, and myself, just about the importance of public radio in our lives and communities. And so that'll be national broadcasts tomorrow. I don't know. Matthew, does KYUK link some of those major, those shows, like link them somehow that, like, if someone wanted to hear all that show from All Things Considered this weekend, for example, would they be able to go to KYUK and see the link?
Yeah, KYUK.org. Yeah, we do air a few NPR shows on Saturday. Yeah, On the Media, I believe, is one of them. Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
I
think World Cafe, yeah.
Oh, World Cafe, yeah. Well, what I mean is if they don't hear it when it gets first aired,
mm-hmm.
when there's when a national outlet like that does shows that were related to KYUK, would KYUK have a way to link to that podcast or that particular show?
At the moment, I do not.
Maybe
but,
not,
but going
right?
to NPR, just, you know, going straight to the source.
Oh,
for
no,
sure.
National Public Radio, yeah. Okay. So that's where our little region has made the national news. Esther and I had a real fun time with the Code Switch interviewer. She was really awesome. We had a really good, we did it by Zoom, and so that'll be nice to hear that tomorrow when it gets aired. All right, so we have, I'm going to do the, I was going to look up here real quick, the Saturday markets, because I think there's one that's going to be coming up.
Yeah, I believe we do have one tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow? Okay.
Yeah, I think we have an announcement on the Tundra Drums, yeah.
Well, the next Saturday market is November 22nd.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's next Saturday. And then the following Saturday. So it'll be the last two Saturdays of November will be Saturday market. And then after that, it'll be December 13th mm-hmm. and December 20th.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm, yeah, we have a craft sale tomorrow.
Oh, at VFW?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, those are nice, too.
Yeah, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Yeah, awesome. All right.
Yeah, there's a bunch of events going on this weekend. Also, mm-hmm. Bethel Sportsman's Club is having their annual turkey shoot. Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, the Bethel Sportsman's Club will be hosting their annual turkey shoot. I think it's target practice, I believe.
Mm-hmm. At the range?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, their annual turkey shoot Saturday, that's tomorrow, November 15th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. At the shooting range. All are welcome. If you have any questions, call Richard at 907-545-2452.
Nice. Okay. Esther and I, last weekend, we went mountain moose hunting.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
We caught one.
You guys caught a moose.
A moose and her two babies.
Oh, okay. You guys were sightseeing or were you guys hunting?
Oh, look at you. Okay, you didn't get it. But, yes, we go sometimes after our breakfast,
mm-hmm.
I'll say, hey, Esther, let's go moose hunting. She's like, oh, yeah, let's go. So I won't say where, but we did. They walked right across the road. I mean, mm-hmm. I stopped and we just watched them. It was awesome. I think they... The baby, the young ones looked like maybe they were a year old.
Mm-hmm.
And all three looked healthy. And, yeah, that was kind of cool. So we always try to see, like, is there some interesting thing we can see? Like, you know, sometimes, like, a ptarmigan will have hit the power line.
Yeah.
And
which is unfortunate.
Well, for who? maybe for the ptarmigan, but not for the fox.
For sure. Yeah.
You know, I like to joke that because... Frequently on old BIA Road,
yeah.
You'll see either the dead ptarmigan, but usually it's just a pile of feathers. So I feel like the fox uses the power line as a trap line and probably goes like every morning, cruises all
there.
Up and down,
yeah.
Cruises up and down, checks their lines, and then moves on if they got nothing. But I think I might have told this one time, I did come across one ptarmigan out on old BIA, it was dead, but in perfect condition. Like, you couldn't even tell anything was wrong. It must have just happened because it was still a little bit warm and it was very loose.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick it up and I get in the car and I go, Esther, look, it's my first catch. And here, she took it and she made bird soup with it. She
wow, okay.
Soup. Yeah. So I was very proud.
Did you have some?
Yeah.
Okay, nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it was good. So,
yeah, ptarmigan soup is one of my favorites.
Yeah,
sure.
That was fun. Yeah, and you know what? I came up here, I like dark meat, like on chicken or turkey and stuff, and what's really kind of cool is all the birds out here are dark meat, right? Like ducks and geese, ptarmigan, it's usually the richer kind of meat, I guess you could say. Anyway, okay, that's about all for my hunting stories.
Okay, for sure. I have more info. Sorry about that. I have more info on the turkey shoot.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You could go win a turkey at the Bethel Sportsman Club, I believe.
Okay.
I think they'll have turkeys. But so there is age limits. There's adult ages 18 and up. Yeah, it'll be tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Bethel Gun Range. It says, bring your own gun of choice and own ammo. Steel shot only. So it is free for children up to 12, and adults ages 18 and up with a pistol, rifle, and shotgun. Bring any weapon of your own choice with your own ammo, but keep in mind, steel shot only.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. If you want more information, contact Richard at 545-2452.
2452. Okay, thank you. So have a quick email. So the aurora, those northern lights, were visible almost everywhere last night. Thought that was awesome.
I didn't get to see the night sky last night. That's unfortunate.
I feel like I have to, like, get dressed and go out. And
yeah,
like,
for sure. Yeah, no, it was freezing.
Yeah.
It's been freezing.
Yeah, it's been cold. And so, but I've had seen pictures. I know, like, JoJo Prince printed some pictures on Facebook that were fantastic. Really cool. And then there were other photos from, like, the Fairbanks area. I mean, it was really dramatic. And
what colors were you seeing?
Places in the lower 48 were seeing them, too. Mm-hmm. Like, the pink, the purpley color, green, little bit of yellow, like, and then some of the photos I saw in some areas, it had a little of all those colors, you know, part of it. So, and in the lower 48, like I said, they were able to see more northern lights than they usually do.
Yeah, I'm seeing, I'm on Facebook right now. I'm seeing some photos of the auroras. Wow, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thanks to David Callis II. His photo is from H Marker Road at 7:57 p.m. And, yeah, it looks insane.
Wow. See, we're lucky because we don't have, like, big city lights
right?
or anything.
Yeah, light
so
pollution and all that stuff.
Like,
yeah, we can see literally everything. It's insane.
Yeah. So that's that. And then now movie theater, kind of unusual. They haven't changed the movie for this weekend. They still have last week's date.
Predator Badlands. I heard that one's a very good one.
You know what? I did too. And I, at first I thought, oh, well, it's just one of those, you know, goofy movies, like, you know. But this one I heard that it was visually really good, that the acting, the special effects.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, some bits of humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's your movie for the weekend.
Oh, for sure. I'm definitely going to be seeing it.
Uh-huh. Okay, looks like we have a caller coming in. I will make another announcement here. There'll be a craft sale, that's right, tomorrow, Saturday, November 15th, at the VFW Bingo Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Vendors can set up at 9 a.m. Okay, and then we already announced about the turkey shoot, which is November 15th. Which is coming up. And then, so we're going to go to our first caller here, Wassily. Thank you so much for calling, Wassily. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling to thank our state of Alaska and our federal government, FEMA, for mobilizing assistance in response to the effect from Typhoon Helen. With the extreme winds all night long, I expected the water to rise any time after that. And so it did in the early morning hours when it was still dark outside. And when it was just beginning, I was watchful, and I went out to middle of our village to go see my niece's house and warned them the waters are rising and coming in. And I went back home and watched my stuff kept them from being washed away by this. This current was coming in fast. It was like rapid, and it almost swept my four-wheel off the boardwalks. And I never seen this this before. So the winds were extreme and typhoon was strong, and I guess that's what caused it.
Huh.
And yeah, and I see a lot of boats sinking out here at a river. And my niece's house stove tank outside there the house, it fell off. The current was that strong.
Oh, wow. Sorry about that.
Yeah. And right now, the people that were brought here to assist us, like people from Hooper Bay, thank you very much for coming in and began with fixing our house floor insulations that were damaged. And for ABCP right now, who's taking over them. So thank you very much.
Okay.
And,
yeah, thank you.
And yeah, the other thing to watch out is our river is still, the ice is still like 2 or 3 inches thick. And on top of the, it snowed, so that snow on top would not be stable if like heavy four-wheelers come down and gather up. So I went out there to set my net and it is not stable. That ice, I mean the snow on top of that ice, it can easily break. So be careful out there.
Oh, thank you for noting that. Appreciate
it. Yeah, okay, good morning. Thank you all.
All right, good morning. Matthew, are we on TV? Am I on TV? No, okay. I think the TV part is not going to be happening as much, is that right?
It should be, but we're still having technical issues on this box right here.
Technical difficulty. Yeah. As Alaska Air likes to say, mechanical.
For sure. Yeah, we have mechanical issues right now.
Yeah, we're mechanical. Got it. Okay. Yeah, so some other announcements. Kids ages 9 through 12, roll on over to ME School for Big Kids Skating Party today, Friday, November 14th. From 6 to 8 p.m. For more information, contact ME School at 543-2845. Okay. Skate. That'd be fun. And then craft sale. Okay, Bethel. Okay. Now, SWAG, Southwest Alaska Arts Group, and First Peoples Fund are hosting a free professional development training in Bethel November 22nd and 23rd at the UAF Kuskokwim campus. Space is limited, so register today at... Well, see, now here's one of those emails. Okay. Here's how you can register for the free professional development training put on by SWAG and First Peoples Fund. You can email formstack.io/7EA47. And I think when people put up announcements, it's also useful to have a phone number, since reading some of the long email addresses isn't as easy for people sometimes if I mispronounce something or don't spell it out well enough. So today in the Kuskokwim Delta, we have a slight chance of snow showers afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high near 17. We're in the teens now. And then let's see. I think I just have Friday's weather. Yeah, just Friday's. I don't have a Saturday. All right. We're going to go to another caller, John Nick. Good morning, John. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Good to hear from you.
You're welcome, man. Nobody heard any calls. I better call. I just got up. Had a little trouble sleeping last night.
Oh, good morning.
Anyway, yesterday, when I was riding the cab, I was waiting for half an hour of train to come home, Yugoslavia was cold up there, and I had in my box out there and took almost half an hour to come. Then the cab came over Cusco, was a Yugoslavian driver, and when I was getting, he was complaining to me about why did I call their cab when he was going another place, and now he had to come back and then get me to bring me over because he wasn't going his route. That's the rudeness we're getting on these cab drivers nowadays. When you're not going where you want to go, like home, and they're going somewhere else, they want to go elsewhere before they bring you home. And then when they do bring you home, they get mad because they didn't go where they wanted to go. We're actually spoiling these people. They're ordering you where you're going is your first command when you're going to go on a cab. Mm-hmm. And if you ain't going on their route, sorry, even you told us that you got to wait for another cab. Mm-hmm. And we pay for our transportation.
Right.
They shouldn't have no right to be rude to us because we're paying them. If they don't like what they're doing, they're driving, why don't they just get another job?
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't be relying on the holding your arms up until you're working while you're sitting down just moving your arms around.
Yeah.
And then complain to people because you're not going their direction.
Yeah.
You know, that's being rude, and that's, if you don't like what you're doing, get another job. Don't be driving cabs.
Well, you know, it must
be. We don't have time for this all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. People are getting cold, and people are waiting for the cab. They have a bunch of groceries, and they want to bring them home, and they're mm-hmm. having to wait, you know. That's you go to Anchorage. You never see these cab drivers complain. They're making money. Mm-hmm. That's their intent.
Mm-hmm.
They should be the same here mm-hmm. and throw away the rudeness and laziness and then trying to save money. If you're only about 100 yards from your doorstep and your driveway's nice and drivable, they'll drop you off at that 100 yards. You need a bunch of groceries. I asked them, please, could you drive up? Because I got bad knees. No, we can only go this far. And looks terrible. But it's not terrible. It's hard ground. There's snow covering it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, I know at AC the cabs are right there. So if someone has groceries, they get in one of the cabs.
No,
right there.
No, it's not
but
that
Swanson,
easy.
Swanson's doesn't have that.
I texted you. You got to take that back. Even you're over by AC, that bunch of groceries, you ain't going where they're going to go. They'll leave you there with your groceries.
Hmm.
Even if it wasn't even told. I'm going to airport, I'm going to housing, I'm going to, I'm not going that way, you know, give you some sort of blunt excuse. And then you got to wait more and more, and then finally, when you get in the cab, and you tell a cab driver, they look the other way. Because you're not the passenger, they're the driver.
Have you had some good experiences with cab rides?
Oh, I have a lot of them. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of good experiences with the cab driver. I'm just telling you the negative parts of how they do their job.
Yeah.
You know, I have a lot of good Korean friends, and some are Yugoslavian, mm-hmm. and they're friends, you know, and they usually when you give them I'm elderly, you give them $5, and then they try to give it. I just try to be polite and give it back to me, even if I need it. That $1, you know, they work hard all day long.
They do.
So I don't mind giving them $1. I tell them, I feel young today.
Yeah.
I give them $1. I feel a little bit old, a little short. So I'm gonna give you a senior discount.
Yeah.
Some of them accept that. Some get mad.
Uh huh.
They do get mad for $1. For $1, I notice their behavior and their demeanor. You know, I read people, too. I can look at it and read you, you know. That's the way I was brought up. That's the way I was, and that's the way I was born. I mean, that's when learning that at the orphanage, I learned how to be a people reader.
Mm-hmm.
And I can react to people's demeanor, and I know how they act, and I know how they think before they even utter a word, despite their posture alone, you know.
Yeah.
That's all it is here. Well, it was mine because I was forced to live the Caucasian way. And, you know, I fought that. And I told them, well, if you want to live that life, want me to live that lifestyle, I'm going to be smarter than you are. You ever will be. And I've always been competitive. And I've always, you know, I keep right up with you no matter who you are. And I don't go racially because I'm racially family officer, have cicadas in my family, but I can see them in my family.
Yeah, that's nice that you can that you see it that way. So I hope you have a really good day today. And if you do get a cab, I hope it's the best one you've ever had.
I hope I have the best driver in the world, and I give a $4 discount.
Uh-huh.
And he would look at me and smile and thank me.
Okay.
I know a couple of friends that are my good friends that are like that.
Okay, thank you.
Good and bad people.
Okay.
If you don't like what you do, like I said, get another job.
All right. All right, John. Well, have a good day.
I have to wait to satisfy it. Anyway, I feel finished with now. Thank you,
all
ma'am.
Right. Thank you. Well, you know, those taxis, they're like the highest. We have some of the highest per capita, meaning the amount of taxis per person in your population in the United States. And I would imagine, you know, when it's minus 30 out and you're driving a cab and getting in and out, it,
yeah, their our cab system is different. They cabs downstate and anywhere else, they go by the mile, as we have a set rate.
Right. And yeah, sometimes you do a little Bethel tour before you get to your location. But then I think I've been on a few of those cab rides myself. But I think, well, I guess the person that we're going to swing by and pick up before going to my place is probably really grateful because they're getting the ride, you know. So it's kind of a mixed bag at times. So we're going to go to Susan in Bethel. Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I don't know if it was a Yugoslavian cab driver. The cab drivers mostly are Albanian and Korean. I don't know about Yugoslavia. Cesari's from Yugoslavia.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have a lot of business people from Korea and Albania.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if it, race matters anyway, but I just wanted to clarify that a little geography lesson there. Yeah, we have a craft sale to VFW Auxiliary tomorrow from 10 till 2. And then the next two Saturdays will be Culture Center. And then the first Saturday of December will be VFW again. And then the next two Saturdays will be Culture Center. So every Saturday there's going to be a craft sale somewhere, every Saturday till Christmas. So I wanted to get that out there.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Because there's been about a month break, so vendors had a month to
quick
build
question.
Up their inventory.
And
yeah.
Quick question. I don't know if you know this, but will there be food boxes that have a turkey? Or is there?
We already did food bank last weekend.
Right. Yeah.
And the turkey part is being done by the VFW Auxiliary.
Oh.
And that'll be on Saturday the 22nd.
Thank you.
Noon hour in front of VFW.
Okay. Thank you.
Turkey giveaway.
God,
yeah.
All right. Great.
Well, we gave out a chicken.
No, I know. I know.
Entire frozen chicken to cut up.
That was good.
And,
good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Among other stuff. We had a good assortment of food.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the second Saturday of each month.
Mm-hmm.
Right now the warehouse is, there's a project with getting food to, some food came in from Anchorage from a donation drive that's going to go to host families and that. That's being sorted out now. And that's going to just, I think, be delivered as far as I understand.
Yeah.
So we're sharing that warehouse with the projects going on with the typhoon recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a cozy conditions, but it's good. We're all in it together to help out people. And today from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock, Catholic Church is doing a giveaway, and it's got, they have clothing. I looked at, checked it out yesterday. They had clothing, all sizes, all genders, and they had boxes of DVDs.
Where was this?
I'm sorry,
say that again.
Catholic Church.
Oh, the Catholic Church? Oh, okay.
Yeah, behind Swanson's
They're having a giveaway?
2 to 6, yeah.
Oh.
And it might be daily, but for sure it's today, 2
mm-hmm.
to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And they had soap and stuff, too. They had just an assortment of stuff to pick through. And I know the clothing giveaway at Search and Rescue is ongoing. That's clothing only. They have other items there, but that's earmarked for other things. So they have ongoing clothing thing there, and I'm not sure what their hours are. Daytime, usually there's somebody there.
Mm-hmm.
So those are two giveaway places I know of. And I know YKHC's been doing COVID and flu shots on Friday today from noon to 3 in the dining area of the cafeteria.
Oh, today as well.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, they did that last
week.
Yeah,
Fridays, yeah.
Oh, good,
and,
okay.
You know, flu shots and COVID shots. You can do one or the other or both. I pretty much do both. I want to not get sick this winter.
Mm-hmm.
And doing that and doing vitamin D3, I think prevention is better than being sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. Well, thanks, Susan.
So other than that, I wanted to push the craft sale, and the craft sales are coming back full time. I mean, every Saturday. Saturday market will be doing it next weekend.
Cool.
And the next two weekends, and we're doing it this weekend at the VFW Auxiliary. And it's all the same hours, 10 to 2, set up at 9.
Nice. Okay. Sounds good.
And we'll have good food at this one.
Oh.
Some people already told me that.
Oh,
right.
I like that. All
okay.
right.
Okay. All right. You have a good weekend.
You too, Susan. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to our
yeah,
quick
let's do our quick
break.
2-minute break. Thank you.
This is Mike from Bethel Search and Rescue. Always travel with a companion. You're listening to KYUK 640 AM in Bethel, Alaska.
Listen to the replay of Yuktuyuk Mondays at 7 p.m. Again, that is Yuktuyuk Mondays at 7 p.m.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the second half of Friday Talk Line. Again, I do have a quick announcement here. We have the Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities are providing real-time community updates on recovery efforts. You can sign up for email alerts to receive the latest storm updates at dot.alaska.gov/storms/2025storms.
Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought my mic was off.
Yeah, I do apologize, but
no,
we're back live.
Back live. Okay, so Thunderdrum announcement here. In response to questions or concerns about registering for federal disaster assistance online, FEMA is asking that people from storm-affected communities seeking information call the agency's dedicated Alaska Call Center hotline at 1-866-342-1699. I'm going to sneeze. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay, sorry, we are back.
I barely got through that one. Yeah, so let me, and then a disaster assistance center has been opened in Bethel to support individuals and families affected by Typhoon Halong. FEMA staff will be available to assist with storm relief through November 14th, which is today, right? Yeah. Through today at AVCP Tugkar building located at 570 3rd Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
The center is open Monday through Friday, 10 to noon, excuse me, and 1 to 4. So if you are here, you can access FEMA in person, or you can call an Alaska, a dedicated Alaska Call Center hotline at 1-866-342-1699. Okay. All right. I'm going to give out, excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm going to give out the numbers again, 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can email us at radio@kyuk.org. All right, and you can be anonymous for those calls and emails. And one email we have is, let's see, to please think about the evacuees as Thanksgiving is in 13 days. All right, thank you for that email. And I'm going to go to Henry Tommy from Kasigluk. Hello, Henry. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Diane.
Hi. What are you thinking?
I want to say hi to everybody out there, near and far. And my birthday is coming this Tuesday next week.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
What will you do on your birthday that you like, or will you have something to eat that you really like on your birthday?
Yes, I'm going to have a party.
You're going to have a little party?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It's food and adult food and all different kinds of food.
Right. Yeah.
My mom always been busy when my day comes every year.
That's really nice of her to do that.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, you haven't called Talkline very often, have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I called, I think, last Friday.
I think you did. I think that was your first call, right?
Yeah, that
was good.
This is my second call.
Yes, that's right. That's good. I'm glad you called again.
Yes. I'm going to turn 26 next week.
Oh, okay. Well, you're still a very young man.
Yep.
26.
But I still have a thinking mind to talk to someone who has a problem that has thinking, if they're thinking bad about themselves.
Oh, you like to help people who are thinking like that?
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Who are thinking of killing themselves, or before it's too late, save each other.
So you've been able to talk to people who've been feeling really badly?
Yes.
That's really nice that you think of that.
Yeah, after I lost both of my friends, I started talking to each person.
You know, that's the key. That is so important. And then also for the other person to feel like they can share with you whatever, right, that you're willing to listen.
Yes. And what I learned from my dad, even from my mom, too. They talk to me every problem when I'm feeling down.
And that helps you? That makes you feel good? Better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. and I was taught good and raised good.
Yeah.
And telling me how killing ourselves is like, and it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you're a good listener?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I think.
When I was in school, I used to listen to my old teachers when they say or give me some homeworks. I do them right away.
Wow.
It was very stressful on that day, all those years.
Yeah. It sounds like you were a student that tried really hard.
Yep, I did.
And teachers really love that. Yeah, teachers know that. They can feel that when students are like that. That's really good. Yeah.
And so, I was supposed to graduate in 2019, but I kept skipping school.
Uh-oh.
And, they moved to 2021.
Uh-huh. Did you graduate?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
In 2021.
Okay, good for you.
May 8.
Good for you. It's good you hung in there and got that done.
Yeah, just trying to push hard as long as I can.
Do you do hunting and gathering for your family and cut wood and all those things?
Oh, I only do fishing and hunting. No cutting wood, because cutting it's dangerous for me.
Okay. Yeah, you have to be careful.
And, yes.
Good. Okay. So you'll be going out hunting maybe sometime later in winter?
Yeah, we'll see if our snow machine runs good.
Yeah. So. Well, Henry, I'm really glad that you called, and that was really nice that you shared how good it is to just listen when people are troubled and they don't feel very good.
Yes.
And for you to be able to do that it's really powerful.
Yes.
So, thank you.
When they have problems, just don't think the wrong ways and come to me and talk to me what's in the mind.
That's it. That's really probably one of the most helpful things for someone who's struggling
very
like that.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. So thank you for sharing about that. That's really nice to hear.
Yes.
So I hope you have a really good day and happy birthday later this week or next week.
Thank
you. I hope all your favorite foods are there. Your mom knows what to cook, I'm sure.
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So I hope you'll call again, okay?
Yes. Say hi to you and Matthew and all the people out there.
You got it. All right. Take care.
Yep. Same to you.
Okay. Bye. Oh, well, that was nice.
You remembered me.
Yeah, I did.
not a lot of people do.
No, that's
Appreciate it.
Matthew's back there, hidden, working the board.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, yeah. So I don't know about those movies, like if they're going to change him or not, but...
Yeah, I haven't seen an updated photo from Sylvester, but I would assume that they're going to be playing the same movies.
The same too, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what I'm assuming. But I know Predator Badlands is very, very good.
I'm tempted by that one. Do you think you'll see that this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
you will.
I'm going to see it on Sunday. That's my only off day, so...
Oh, okay. Good. All right, so that you can... You'll let us know next week.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, next Friday I'll let everybody know how
Badlands.
Predator. Yeah, I heard it's taking place, I think, many, many years from the original Predator.
Yeah, it's a series, right? So this is the second of the series?
I think the third one.
Oh, the third, okay.
I believe it's the third one. I could be mistaken. But I know this Predator Badlands, I know it takes place before the first movie, so...
Hmm.
I think it's like the early days of Predator.
Oh, okay. I'm going to check that again. Yeah.
And I don't know too much about the other movie, to be honest.
It's called Regretting You.
Mm-hmm. I feel like, it sounds like a...
family, romance movie, comedy. Yeah, not interested, huh?
Not really.
You
like that
to
action
the Predator
thriller
movie.
Horror, yeah, sci-fi.
Oh, action horror sci-fi. Okay, got it. Yeah, there's not a lot of romance in horror and sci-fi. Okay, so all right, everyone, I'll give out the numbers again. Happy to hear from you, or of course, you're welcome to email. So 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954, and you can email us at radio@kyuk.org. And you know, over at KUC, there's, I think, three of the classrooms have various disaster relief government organizations, so it's kind of interesting. They have lots of computers set up. They have maps, boxes of things, and, yeah, I have to go down and ask them sometime, like, what kind of things are they doing all day with their computers? And they travel in and out, too, so they're going out to Village, you know, out to Kipnuk and Quigg, probably, and some other places and coming back, so very hard working. All right.
Oh, it looks like we do have another caller. Give me a second.
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, we're going to go to, Susan, round two. Hi, Susan.
Hi, good morning. Round two. I saw the movie Regretting You that last weekend.
Okay.
And I'm not a big fan of chick flicks, which is what I thought it would be, but it was boring and I went over there. It's a really good story example of the power of forgiveness.
Really? Okay.
Yep. It really is the storyline is an excellent example of that.
Mm-hmm.
And forgiveness isn't getting someone off the hook. It's not, it's for yourself so you can get on with life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real powerful example of that and the transformation that happens within the people that get it.
Really?
And,
okay.
So I think it's an excellent example of if somebody's let you down or done you wrong and you're just horrified with the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
What do you do? How do you get on with things?
Nice. Okay.
Anyway. Yep.
Well, thank you for providing that.
Yep. All right. That's all I have. I think it's anybody that hung on that term or whatever, I think this movie, it was good in that. It has some humor and good characters in it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a entertaining in its own right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Well, thanks, Susan.
Right. Have a good weekend. Bye.
All right. Well, it sounds like Regretting You has a little more meaning. Oh, hello. Okay. Oh, sorry. It sounds like Regretting You has a little more depth to it and a little more meaning to the movie. I thought it was just kind of a goofy romantic comedy or something, but it sounds mm-hmm. like it's got a little more to it. Not going to convince Matthew probably, but because he's still going to hit those Badlands. But anyway, that's good.
You know, it's not playing at the Circle Vic Cinema, but a recent movie did come out on Netflix called Playdate.
Oh,
yeah,
what's that?
The title's kind of weird, but it's a comedy. It's very funny. It's like an action comedy. It's very funny.
Who's in it? Do you know?
I know Kevin James. He's in it.
Okay.
And Alan Ritchson.
Alan Ritchson.
From Jack Reacher.
I didn't follow that series. And that's on Netflix?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's very good. It's very funny.
Oh, I think I saw a commercial for that. Yeah, that did look funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in Reacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Alan Ritchson. He's in Blue Mountain State, that football comedy movie.
It's an action buddy comedy.
Yeah.
It's also on Prime Video.
Okay, yeah.
And on Netflix, yeah. Okay. Well, watch that be the next movie we have here. Okay, cool. Got it. All right. Is that a series or... Oh, he's getting another... We've got another call coming in. And we really appreciate the calls. Talkline helps people kind of feel connected to each other, to the region, to different activities going on, and just, you know, there's a really a nice variety to people when they call in. We're going to go to Darlene from Nightmute. Hi, Darlene.
Hey, Diane. Long time no hear.
Hi. How are you?
I'm getting frustrated with FEMA disaster. The people who came and help out for disaster application.
Yeah.
To help us apply and.
What happened?
They're not. How do we get more help from getting, like, money from FEMA? Only we received for miscellaneous, like, for diapers, household items.
But you're talking.
Then,
yeah, go ahead.
And then for other, like, property damages, like our house, Honda.
Mm-hmm.
Snow machine, boat and motor.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive that got damages, and we didn't get approved for those stuff.
Oh, no.
I know, and that's my question. How do we get help?
I think you might have heard earlier, there's a dedicated Alaska Call Center hotline with... And that FEMA is asking people to call. Do you want to write this number down?
Maybe after I hang up, I can listen. And,
okay, and I'll give the number, yeah.
Yeah, and we only received for the miscellaneous for only like 700, and that's not really helping us getting my snow machine can't start.
Okay.
My boat and motor.
Is this from flooding that happened with the
storm?
Yeah,
in October 13. Yeah, that's my real priority to get help.
Mm-hmm.
And when I called the 1-800 number, they're not really helpful on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They're getting more. They need more information, like information we already gave out when we applied already.
Right.
When I explained that part, and they're like, well, if you press on that correspondence button on the website, I tried pressing that, and it wouldn't open. Getting me so frustrated more.
I am so sorry. That should not be the case.
I know. Yeah. Well, okay. I'll listen to your
I'll give the
information
number.
And... write down the number. Thanks, Diane.
Okay, Darlene. Kay. Sorry. I hope it works out down the road.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so what I was referring to is FEMA is asking that people from storm-affected communities seeking information call the agency's dedicated Alaska Call Center hotline. So this number is just specific to Alaska and what happened from the typhoon, which is good, so it's not like a national number. And that number is 1-866-342-1699, and I'll give out that number again, 1-866-342-1699. Okay, so I hope that people in Nightmute get some more helpful aid from FEMA. All right, so we're coming down toward the end of our show here today. We really appreciate the callers, and I always like to hear from, like, new callers or first-time callers when people are sometimes shy, but then they kind of get through it. And we usually have a really nice conversation, like with Henry this morning. I know last week was his first call, and so it was nice of him to call back again. All right, so I hope everyone has a really nice weekend and that Matthew enjoys his movie on Sunday. And we'll talk with you again next Friday on Talkline. Oh, did I misread the time? Oh, I thought it was, I'm
sorry. It is 10:54 right now, yeah.
I missed the time, the start time, I missed the end time. Yeah, so, like, if you do, we do have a few minutes if you want to try to get your...
Oh, we do have a caller.
Okay, yeah, let's do our call. I'm sorry, I looked at the watch, my watch wrong. Yeah, so we have one more caller coming in. Oh.
Now, he quickly asked a question and then hung up on me.
Oh.
I couldn't understand because he asked it so quick. I couldn't get to it.
Oh, okay. So we don't even know to answer on air. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. So tomorrow is the turkey shoot at the Bethel Sportsman Club. I believe that's at the shooting range. All are welcome, and there is a chance to win a turkey. And you can call Richard at 545-2452 if you have questions or want to know more information about that. It's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Yeah, I wondered what time, too. Okay, and then big kids skating, these are kids 9 to 12, is tonight from 6 to 8 at the ME school. That'll be fun. And there's a craft sale tomorrow at the bingo hall from 10 to 2. So we have some good activities for kids, for grown-ups, artsy people. And I will be out on the tundra with the hounds, or the rescues. That's how I can refer to them. That's their street name, the rescues. And we'll go on our tundra walks. Esther and I will go moose hunting, and I'm getting ready. I have a big group of students coming from the region to Bethel, and they'll be in the dorm next week, and we'll be doing one of our Rural Human Service courses. And we got off to a really great start. It's wonderful. Right now we have a group. We also have a second RHS, Rural Human Service group. And these are people who come from other parts of the state, like Kotzebue and Deering and from Southeast. And they are also in the same program. But we have two cohorts, which is nice. So between our two cohorts, we have about 50 students, which is a lot. But it's wonderful. I always have a great time in the RHS with the RHS students. And so I look forward to next week. And that's I think, everything for today. Hey, Matthew? Yeah.
Yeah, we're about a minute or two, and we're not getting any calls. So.
Yeah, so we can go ahead and transition.
For sure, yeah. Thank you, Diane.
Yeah, thanks, Matthew.
Talking today, and thanks for everyone tuning in and calling it.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Yeah, next time.
Express yourself.